Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to the 6 p.m. video. My name is Glenn, Senior Stock Market Strategist for VectorVest, and I've got a killer list for you today. I got a banger of stocks. These are all speculative stocks, so I'm not going to tell you to go buy them all right now, but if nothing else, I'm going to introduce you to some stocks that should be on your radar and watch them and time them. And of course, I got a little bonus of what I've done with them as well. Folks, these are stocks that have great upside potential. And no, I am not pumping anything. I've got nothing, no ulterior motive behind these stocks. These are stocks that I've been looking at, stocks I'm watching the news, and then I'm going to use the power of the VectorVest system to help me determine when it's okay or not okay to get into these stocks. So let's get right into my stories. First one, Palantir. I've done a lot of videos on this stock. I like the stock, especially in the age of AI and machine learning. Palantir takes data and it condenses it down to useful information no matter what industry you're in. They've got contracts with FBI, the CIA, from the perspective of safeguarding the country, along with contracts in the medical field, in the technical field, in the AI field. Folks, this is something that you've got to keep your eyes on. Earnings came out. Stock is killing it. Palantir's off the charts success shows the AI revolution is here. Palantir, along with another stock, I'm going to give a shout out to another stock, Snowflake, in the whole machine learning space. It's going to be crucial for AI. So that's stock number one. Number two, Pixelworks. Jumps on True Cut Motion technology deal with Disney. No matter how you feel about Disney, and we're not going to go down that path, but it's still a big company. It produces and puts out a lot of movies. The technology with this collaboration could be huge. True Cut Motion technology is a registered trademark of Pixelworks, provides filmmakers with shot-by-shot motion grading tools, and eliminates motion playback anomalies while maintaining the desired brightness levels, the company said. So it's an upgrade in technology in the movie making space. That could be good. And the collaboration again with Disney could prove to be a winner, a win-win situation. Next one. Now, this is a medical company Therapeutics announces a publication highlighting the results from its phase one studies with that drug right there. I'm not jacking that up. Now, what I like about this is that it's going after Parkinson's related disorders and other diseases of the Abelson tyrosin kinases.
What the hell are you talking about?
Gosh, these words are killing me. But anything dealing with diseases or inferences that are bad for people, I am on board with that as well. So something to keep in mind, especially effectively going after Parkinson's disease. Next one, Exro. Now, before any of you come out there and say to me, oh, you're telling us to go buy Exro? No, I'm not. I was in Exro big. I pulled back after the stock got killed. But this is big news, and this is something that we did talk about last week with the deal with Sea Electric. Why is that important? Sea Electric was already ensconced. I'm not making up that word. That's a real word, I think. I don't know if I'm using it correctly or not. In the space of EV, complementary technologies driving significant synergy potential, which provides a full scope of solution with enhanced performance and blah, 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 blah. Sea Electric was a private company now merged with Exro with their coil, and now they get a drivetrain. I think that this becomes a super win-win for both companies. Exro is starting to feel the effect of moving up. I'm not telling you it's time to buy it yet, but I already believe in Exro long-term. I think from a clean energy electric space, with their coil drivers. They just got to get out of their own way, put out a lot of these NDAs that are out there that are going to help to drive the stock's price higher. If you don't know much about ETRO, I'm going to invite you to do some research on it. I think long term, this is a great stock. And now I believe that Sea Electric strengthens its ability to long term make money in this space. So now ETRO is now bought up Sea Electric. Here's an old story. Back in 2021, though, Sea Electric reports the biggest ever order for 1,150 subsidy-free electric trucks. Sea Electric, again, is already in this space, getting behind, or ETRO getting behind it. I think ETRO just bought a lot of business that was already on the books for Sea Electric, which now puts money in the pocket of ETRO. All right, so I think that this is still a big deal. We're going to take a look at it in a second. Here's another stock. So we know that I talked about this company called Alstom. I liked it enough that I wanted our development department or our data department to put this stock in the database. So this is still relatively new in the VectorVest system. But Alstom, A-L-S-M-Y is the ticker symbol, wins a $540 million contract for Saudi battery-powered tramway. This is going down the whole idea of clean transit or clean energy transportation, just like EVs. But now EVs, electric vehicles, now moving over to electric trains. And this is big. This is a new contract, $540 million. And then here's the other story that caught my attention a week ago, is that this company, Alstom, he's got an order for 16 Trax electric locomotives to be delivered to Romania by 2026. So now we all know what's happened in the EV space, but now we're talking about electric trains. Again, new, still could be at the forefront of moving. So that's why, again, I want you to keep your eyes on this as a speculative play, but they already had, they got an order to build Saudi battery powered tramway, and now the trains going to Romania. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. I like this. You can go from 160 kilometers to 200 kilometers and pull up to 16 passenger carriages on an electric train and are intended for rail passenger transport. So we know about RSVN has been rocking because of the regulation or upgrading the rail system in the EU. I think that that might fall hand in hand with these electric trains as well. All right. So those are my speculative picks. That's from the news side. Now let's go take a look at them in the program and let's determine whether or not it's worth it from a speculative standpoint. Now, because these are speculative, relative values and relative safeties will tend to be below one. But interesting, in the Alstom play, I got a relative value of 1.32. This stock, as a speculative play, already has upside potential, trading at $1.19 with a value of 184. An undervalued low dollar stock, speculative play, two contracts for electric trains. All right, so the other ones are not fundamentally sound, but that goes along with speculative plays for the most part. Three of the five stocks have RTs above one, and Alstom is not one of them. But Pixelworks, with the collaboration with Disney, has got an RT above one. Palantir has got an RT above one. And the medical company going after Parkinson's has an RT above one. Only one stock has a CI above one, and look at that. That is Palantir. Palantir, man, with all of these orders that they're getting, it's just a matter of time before I think this stock really takes off. And again, it's moving up nicely today at 26%. Good, googly muggly. All right, let's move over. You know, I like sales growth to be higher than earnings growth. With the drug company, big time it is. Palantir, not as much. Alstom, not as much either. The Pixelworks side, though, it might have been really advantageous for them to jump on board with Disney because from an earnings perspective and sales perspective, they were struggling. This could help to get them out of the doldrums, and then would etch off again sales growth, blowing the doors off of earnings growth. So real quick, I'm going to do something real quick. Let's see how these stocks have done from the beginning of the year. I just want to get a feel. I just want to get a feel of what they've done. The first trading day of January, Alstom is not here because it wasn't tracked. Alstom is not here because it wasn't tracked. It just recently got tracked, right? Let's quick test them. Not bad. 48.5% where the market was on the spiders was only up 4.5%. Look at that. The drug company up 132%. Palantir up 27%. The Pixel company, Pixelworks up 66%. And now could do even better because of the collaboration with Disney. Xroth still struggling. All right, let me go back to stream. So this is what I wanted to do. Now that I've done that, at least caught your attention on some of these stocks to at least keep in your back pocket. And if they explode, folks, at least you know you heard it here that these stocks had high potential. I like them so much that I put them into a portfolio and we'll track it. I just drew them in today. We're up about 1.34%. This is all five of them. We're going to keep our eyes on these and I've got to stop on them. I'm going to go to edit. I've got a stop on these. My stop is an average true range, 10-day look back period on average true range times 3. I'm giving these stocks a lot of room to the upside as well as a lot of room to the downside before they close out. So that is it in a nutshell. Up one. This is just since I'm recording this video, it's up over 1.5% already, but it's in my list of portfolios that I'm going to keep my eyes on as well. Folks, I've done all that I could do in regards to letting you know some speculative plays that could be good plays for you. And before I go, let's do one last thing. Let's go look at the graph, view the stock graph. Let's do that real quick. All right, I'm going to look at the MPI graph, put them on a three-month graph. I've got a level of support. I'm hoping that the news is enough to push it higher. Would I buy it now? No. What would I be looking for? At least for the 3 to go above the 8 before I pull the trigger. Even when people are getting out of it, they're getting out of it big. Look at the earnings growth, though. Look at the earnings growth. The earnings per share has fallen a little bit, but they've beat earnings again and again and again. Let's go to earnings. And let's go to a six-month graph. And let's go. My earnings don't show up. That's very interesting. But they are. It looks like they did beat. Let's go to the next one. Wow, the drug company, I can't say that name anymore. A little bit of volatility going on, pulled back, the 3 to 8 went back up. It is above the 3 to 8 and the 20. Look at the rising earnings per share. Look at the earnings growth rate and RT above 1. Next one, Palantir, earnings beat, stopped at a 3-month high, bigly, right? Big wick. But look at the gap, not feeding the gap, the 3 to 8, the 20, all in play, big volume. Look at the earnings growth and the earnings per share. Let's go to the next one. The Alstom, brand new traded stock in the system. I just want you to keep your eyes on that. I like the orders. And Pixelworks, nicely moving up. Big wick here. It's got to overcome. But nicely moving up, 3, separating from the 8, above the 20. Rising earnings growth, earnings per share, higher than it was 3 months ago. So there you go. Those are my stocks, speculative stocks. Now, if you're brand new to the channel and you haven't subscribed yet, do that. This is the kind of stuff that we bring to your attention. All right, hit the bell. Hit the subscribe button and the bell icon. If you like the content, hit the like button. If you've got some stocks that you're looking at as speculative plays, put them in the comments. I'm curious to know. I may do another video on your speculative plays. Folks, it's always my pleasure to bring these videos to your attention. And especially if I have introduced a new stock to you that you're interested in possibly now, just type in, yes, new stock. All right? Yes, new stock if I did bring something to your attention. Wow, this is a longer video than I wanted. I apologize, but hopefully you stayed to the end. I gotta go. Until the next time, folks, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, Glenn Tompkins here. Did you miss out on the Tampa 2-Day Investment Seminar? Well, right now you can get access to the live recording from this event for only $195. That's right, folks, $195. You can get access to all the great presentations from instructors like Steve Chapel,
Jerry D'Ambrosio, Jim Penner, Ron Wheeler, and yours truly. Folks, you just need to go to www.vectorvest.com/replay24. You need to do that right now.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.